This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, folks, the tragic news of the six people that are presumed dead in this terrible bridge disaster, this terrible accident in Baltimore that happened about 24 hours ago as we were on the program yesterday morning is just so very, very tragic. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved in this, certainly the families of those that were lost. We understand there was a road crew that was working on the bridge at the time, and there was a massive search that was conducted, but unfortunately they were not able to find them, so that's why at this time they are presumed dead. The search became a recovery operation, and how tragic. Yesterday morning on the program, we began getting some of the details. It was still in the pretty much the dead of night. We knew that more information would be more forthcoming once the sun came up and there could be a better assessment of exactly what had occurred. But, of course, we know a lot more now. But those six people that lost their lives is just heartbreaking. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those affected by this. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the program. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. We understand that the ship lost power. We don't know why that happened at this point. This is all part of the investigation. But we do know that the pilot of the ship was able to get off a Mayday alert, and authorities were able to begin to stop people from going across the bridge, literally in the nick of time, we understand. But that footage, that video of the bridge coming down is just absolutely dramatic. People asking exactly how something like that can happen. Well, of course, you have such a massive vessel loaded to the gills, basically, running into that. And obviously, it's going to do a major amount of damage. Certainly, this is all going to be assessed by the engineers. They'll try to assess the state of affairs of the bridge prior to this hit. And then again, of course, why it collapsed the way that it did. And it does beg the question, even Pete Buttigieg, who was on scene there, begs the question about other infrastructure throughout our country. It's just a natural response. People then begin to say, well, what about other bridges and what can be done? There was one engineer that I was listening to earlier today, and they were basically saying that there are some measures that can be taken that have been taken for other bridges in the country, and that is to install railings or other kinds of guides, basically, that would help to divert a ship that would have lost control, as we saw in this particular incident, to try to minimize that impact. So, again, all these things will be considered, but the NTSB, of course, taking the lead on this. This from James in Clearwater via direct message. He says, it doesn't matter what bridge you consider. Says, when it comes to being hit with the massive kinetic energy that that ship had, nothing ever built would remain standing. Yeah, I tend to agree. That's a fully loaded cargo ship, for goodness sakes. It's almost 1,000 feet long. It's about 160 feet wide, and it's just got a massive amount of mass, basically. says engineers have done amazing work in bridge design through the ages. Now the effort should be on the very cheap to make concrete rim micro islands. Yes, like these bumpers we're talking about that would surround the support pylons in the future. Any bridges built in the future should have these barriers specified in the initial designs when drawings are put out to bid. Agreed completely. I appreciate it, James. Exactly. See, sometimes, and this is a terrible tragedy, but sometimes what will come out of these tragedies are going to be much stricter guidelines and rules in terms of constructing these things and trying to anticipate what can happen, because obviously this did. It was a freak accident, as you can call it, but nevertheless, it was a distinct possibility. But again, also, of course, we were talking with Denise Simon just a little while ago, and we're talking about, you know, I think President Biden actually said, well, we'll rebuild the bridge, we'll pay for it and all that. Well, of course, ultimately, the shipping company is responsible entirely for the destruction of this bridge, and they're going to have to be held to account for that. The bridge is one thing, because the bridge can be rebuilt. But the loss of life is the ultimate main thing that we're experiencing here. And, of course, the families of the victims are certainly going to, I'm sure, be filing wrongful death suits against the shipping company and so on. So it is going to be a long, protracted process, of course. But the initial issue, again, is to either, you know, they're presumed dead at this point, but to try to recover them at the very least for the sake of the families. And what a terrible tragedy to go to work that day or that night, basically, and have this befall you. Just a very, very sad, heartbreaking thing. But, folks, Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the political news of the day, the other things that have been happening out there. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. Then we'll be talking with Brandon Rhymes. We're going to talk some real estate and economy with Brandon Rhymes, who's host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. They're both right here on AM860, The Answer. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are going to come right back. I promise.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And as we were saying with Denise Simon earlier, last hour, if you're a first-time caller, we're pretty harmless. You know, we're going to welcome you. And by the way, folks, the telephone number is, of course, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. You can do that anytime, day or night, and simply click on Send Kyle a direct message, and you'll be off and running from there. Also, you can find out more about the program. You can check out our live links for the show, the podcast as well. We had the Wizards at GCN. They gave us this great link that you can hear the show live. And when we go off the air, you'll start hearing the program repeat. And that link will let you listen to the show all throughout the day. And then when we go live again, it'll come right back on, and we're live. So, again, this is a really great addition. We're really happy about it. And welcome to everybody, of course, on AM 860 The Answer, everybody listening along the GCN network as well. And we sure do appreciate GCN. They work very hard for the show, and they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there across your radio dial. So, again, thank you so much to everybody at GCN, and thanks to everybody at AM 860 as well. We appreciate you. All right. As I mentioned, I think it was an hour number one. When Hamas starts to think that you're on the right track, you might be on the wrong track. I mean, that's just a way of, it's a gauge that you could use, like, in your life. Like if you made a decision or if you made an announcement, and then suddenly you have a Hamas official that's saying, we like what you're doing. You know, we like what you're doing here. then that's a pretty big red flag that you are not doing what you should be doing. This from Newsweek. Hamas hails Biden's clear changes on Israel policy. Boy, they're happy about this. A senior Hamas official, and again, this always gets me. Hamas has officials, you know, that talk to the press, and, you know, this is all part and parcel of what they, you know, they just run their thing, I guess. A senior Hamas official has told Newsweek and the Palestinian movement, or rather has told Newsweek that the Palestinian movement has identified a shift in the United States position towards Israel after Washington declined to back its ally stance at the United Nations. A change the group believes is due to pressure being felt by President Joe Biden from home and abroad after using its permanent member status to issue several vetoes against UN Security Council calls for a ceasefire since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war, which Hamas started, by the way. Okay, I'm going to do a little Joe Biden whisper, which they started it. That's what they did, right? And I'm not trying to be flip. I'm really not trying to be flip. But I am saying that every time, well, we hear about, it's this Israel-Hamas war that's going on. And, you know, it's just there. And, you know, this is why we need a ceasefire now. Well, where is the condemnation of Hamas? I'm just curious. I mean, and I don't mean from conservatives. I don't mean, you know, from people you might expect it to come from. I'm condemning Hamas all the time. But where's the condemnation coming from just about anybody else? But I will say this. There was a group of actors, right, that responded to one of these acceptance speeches at the Oscars, and they had it right. They had it right about the idea that Hamas started this thing. The war will end when Hamas surrenders and then returns the hostages. So there's a little bit of light, you know, breaking through there. So I was very pleased about that. And I want to, when somebody does something good, that is good, we want to call it out. We say, yes, that's really good. But generally speaking, where's the condemnation of Hamas? So again, they're happy that the United States abstained on Monday, again, back to the article, from the latest draft resolution demanding a cessation of hostilities throughout the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The move drew condemnation from Israel, which canceled the high-level delegation set to visit Washington for talks this week. Hamas, usually deeply critical of the extensive political and military support the U.S. has extended Israel, praised the passing of the resolution. The group believes Washington may be forced to make other tough decisions as pressure builds to find a solution to the deadliest ever flare-up in the decades-long Israel-Palestinian conflict. Regarding the American administration, there is no doubt that there are clear changes in its policy towards Israel, Hamas senior official and spokesperson Ghazi Hamad told Newsweek. And it is perhaps due to the stupid and foolish policy of the occupying state, he means Israel, of course, which commits genocide, killing civilians, and starvation, unquote. Well, first of all, it's the deadliest ever flare-up in a decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. My friends, who came across the border on October 7th, 2023, and started killing innocent civilians? That was Hamas. Yeah, they did that with Iran's backing. They had trained for some 2 years to do that operation, and they let fly with that thing. That is their doing. There was no reason to do that, and that's why you hear these ridiculous and bizarre justifications that, oh, you know, Israel is so terrible, it's horrible to live in Gaza. They had to do what they did. Well, and again, nobody's condemning Hamas. Hamas governed Gaza. Hamas has all kinds of money. I mean, honestly, you know, nobody's imposing a $500 million fine on Hamas. You know, maybe we could start there. But I'm telling you this, to then go on and say it's the stupid and foolish policy of the occupying state, which commits genocide. By the way, Israel's not in the business of committing genocide. It's not in the business of killing civilians. It's not in the business of causing starvation. But Hamas pretty much is. Hamas pretty much is in the business of in calling for genocide and trying to enact genocide and trying to do all these things that for you and I would be so unconscionable, so unthinkable that it wouldn't even be something that would ever even come into your mind. But that's it. Hamas has officials, I guess, and spokespeople. This from the Daily Mail, switching gears here, folks. 8 states in the U.S. here are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely after Biden unveiled ambitious plans to phase them out by 2032. Folks, this is, talk about stupid and foolish. This is stupid and foolish. You know, I'm not against electric vehicles. I'm not against electric things that you can use. You know, you have a cordless, weed whacker or something. I mean, it really comes in handy. You know, and my neighbor actually has an electric car, but they commute a certain distance, and it's like a perfect fit for what they do. They also have gas-powered vehicles that they use to do other things with. So mission-specific. That's cool. I mean, you could come up with stuff like that. Some people get solar power and it reduces their bill, but they're still connected to the grid. I mean, there's no one solution, you know. And so if you have some mission specific solutions, well, great. But when you start mandating that this is the only way you can do something, that's when you really start getting into trouble. Again, at least 8 states are planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the next decade, and others are considering joining them. The rule, which was first adopted by California, means that automakers and dealerships would be banned from selling new gas cars in these states from that point onward. That would be 2035 model year. And so I think some of these states include, evidently, again, you've got California, I think Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. But I'm telling you, folks, one of the great ways to really destroy the economy and make it much harder for Americans to live the lives that they need to live is to come up with more of these ridiculous government mandates. It's not about saving the environment. I'm convinced it's not about that. It's about something else entirely. But unfortunately, and you know, I think there's still time to try to change this, obviously, because they're going to figure out it makes no sense economically. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Talking to Patrick Hyland. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back, everybody. Wednesday edition continues, and it's going by fast. So, as we always say, if you see something go whooshing past you, that's us. That's this show. And so, we're glad to be with you this morning. And, yeah, I love this song, by the way, too. Tell her about it. Always really good advice from Billy Joel there. We'll just leave it at that. And, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a great treat, of course. It's Wednesday. It's the bottom of the hour, and that means we're talking with Patrick Hyland, who's the insurance quarterback, also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear Patrick from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday morning right here on AM 860 The Answer. Patrick Hyland, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Of course.
Appreciate it. And having a lot of fun talking sports with you. Have you talked a little anything about Joe Biden and his thoughts on what he's going to do with Social Security? Has that come up at all?
We haven't been talking about it this morning, but definitely, you know, I think they'll just promise the sun, moon, and stars all the time, you know, and then the election happens, and it's like, what? Wow, we didn't mean that.
Exactly. Well, speaking of that, you know, it's funny how people say things. Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap myself around it, Cal. Suppose you and I spent, you know, all our time together, okay, and you were my right-hand man on a lot of things. I think I pretty much know if you were gambling $5 million. And then I think I would also know if you siphoned it out of my accounts. What do you think?
Yeah. That would be kind of hard to miss, one would think.
Yeah. I just wish you'd come clean about it. You know, and then move on. I don't know, man. Is that just the way it is nowadays? Just don't admit it and just play it off and placate people? I don't know. I just don't think that's the way you should operate. But that's me. And I'm too old school. I don't know, Kyle.
I hear you.
Doesn't make sense to me. But anyhow, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out and if anybody's going to dig deeper and what's going to happen. So, but some transactions in football, Kyle. The Steelers agree with Cordarrelle Patterson. He's a great running back kick returner for the Falcons now. He'll be a Steeler. The Steelers are making a lot of transactions this offseason, trying to make a push for this upcoming year. I commend them for it. We'll see if it comes to fruition for them. A lot of Steeler fans out there all across the country. The Packers, you know, say Josh Jacobs is a heck of a pass, you know, catcher out of the backfield. We're going to find out because the Packers are very, you know, unique on the dump down to the running back pass play. And this guy is a force. He had a great year with the Raiders 2 years ago, and we'll see if he can do the same with the Green Bay Packers. Very surprising that they let him go. But everybody makes their own decisions. This one kind of baffles me. Calvin Ridley now, you know, he's going to go to the Tennessee Titans. And the coach is saying he's going to play the similar role to Jamar Chase in the Bengals offense. Well, he sure didn't play that role last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence at QB. So I'm curious to see how that's going to work up in Tennessee. Now, some more, you know, say what you want the fans to hear, and then when the season comes,
right,
the guy catches, you know, 30 balls for 300 yards, and you go, wow, okay. You know where it messes people up the most is fantasy. You know, everybody has to kind of rely on what the coach is going to do or say, and then you make your best guess. When these coaches do this, they don't care, but, you know, it'd be nice if they'd take a little understanding of it. It's like with the fans. As fans, I wish we were treated a little bit better, Kyle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but this doesn't seem like, you know, if it's anything just to be cute, it's okay. The fans can deal with it, and then always follow the money and everything. And then you can really get to the truth of the matter.
Sure.
It's something that baffles me. They're going to adopt a new kickoff rule, Kyle. What that means is, you know, they'll kick it off. They're doing the XFL thing. The kicking team will stand down there at the 35-yard line. As soon as the running back catches the ball, punt returner, kick returner catches the ball, then they can start running. We'll see what happens. It's kind of a weird thing. If you ever watch it on XFL, it's kind of a jumbled mess. I'm curious if we're going to have any touchdowns of substance with this. If we do, I think it could be a lot of fun to watch. But if it's just going to be the guys getting tackled at the 30-yard line, then what are we doing? Just spot the ball and let's say first and then, Kyle.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of times the ball can be kicked into the end zone anyway, you know, depending on how the kicker kicks it, I guess. But and then it's exactly. they're gonna put it out to the 20 at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, they're moving the guy back, so it's gonna be tougher to kick it out of the end zone. But
oh, really? Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. I just don't know. I just wish we just put the ball at the 25 and say first and 10 and let's go. But anyway, the NFL's trying to make some things happen. So.
Yeah, but we'll see. How do you think the fans will react to that? I mean, is that going to be something where, you know, not a fan revolt in that sense, but do you think the NFL sort of tries to gauge that?
You would think, well, I bet they try for a year, and if it does some good, you know, and makes some big returns and makes it exciting, the fans will enjoy it, the NFL will keep it. If it leads to some touchdowns, because everybody loves the high-scoring game now. I could care less. I can appreciate a 14-10 game as well as a 42-35 game. But that's me. A lot of people just won't. Just like with baseball, people can't have a 1-0 game. I can. It's a good pitching duel.
Oh, sure. No. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because there's so much skill involved. You know, that's the thing. So, but also, of course, I understand fans, they love to hear the crack of the bat and the ball sailing over the, you know, over the wall, basically.
Yep. Well, that's it, John. You hit it perfectly. It just cracks me up. One of the best commercials of all time was with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine and Heather Locklear. Heather's yelling at the players hitting home runs. Going, hi. And Tom and Greg are like, hi, Heather. Hey, guys. And then they get up to in the off season. They're working on their hitting, and they're hitting batting practice and hitting the ball out of the park. And Heather's like, hi, Tom. Hi, Greg. And they look at each other and go, chicks dig the long ball. And it's fun. It's a funny commercial.
Oh, yeah.
People that can see that, know where I'm coming from, and get a kick out of it. Yeah, it's just what we all like. Everybody loves the long bomb, the long home run. I get it, but there's an art to, you know, win a game 1-0 with a bunt, a steal, a sacrifice fly. So, it's just, you know, a defensive battle in football can be very exciting just to see if your team can come through at the end. So, just, it's fun talk, Cal. It's always, you know, food for thought with you.
Yeah.
The people know what's going on out there, and just, you and I offering some, you know, anecdotes and some opinions and thoughts. A lot of the audience loves NASCAR. Looks like Gibbs is taking over the NASCAR power rankings. So congratulations to him. And, it's great. It's great. You know, Coach Gibbs from Washington, when they were the Redskins, to an auto racing icon now and have a family race also. Pretty cool. So,
indeed.
And that's, you know, it's kind of funny talking about family, Kyle. You know, you want to take care of yourself for yourself, but also for your family. You want to make the right choices and decisions and the right plans. And I can assist you with that. There's a lot of things that you need to do. You can have money, but if you aren't legally in a trust, you could lose it. If you go to people you don't want it to, you can sleep. And also, people know your business. So, you know, just certain things I do on a daily basis to help out people, that's one of them, to make them sound. So if there's anything I can do for anybody out there listening from a legal, financial standpoint, giving you a second set of eyes to look at things for you, give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Let me give you the number again so you can memorize it or write it down. 813-966-1052. Cal, have a wonderful, everybody have a great Wednesday Hump Day, and we'll get back at it Friday and discuss what's going to be in sports over the weekend, sir.
Sounds great,
God,
Patrick.
Bless and take care, Cal.
Yes, God bless, and do take care, Patrick. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Racing into the final segment of the program this morning, everybody. Wednesday edition, Kyle Warren with you. And we hope that you're having a great morning, especially if you're just waking up, just joining us. We hope you've got some great things happening here on this Wednesday morning. And we've got some great things happening here on the show. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening to us on TalkStream Live. As a matter of fact. And so if you're listening on TalkStream Live, a big welcome to you this morning. Welcome to everybody, of course, listening all across the GCN network, and especially, of course, on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, where we've got Brandon Rimes. He is the host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860, The Answer. ConsumerQB.com is the website. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Kyle. We're blessed and highly favored, my friend.
Yes, I agree. I feel the same way, and we're glad you're here. And I tell you, I do look forward to Wednesdays when we have a chance to talk a little real estate and economy and all the other great things that you're involved in. And part of what you do too is being a consumer, basically a consumer watchdog, a consumer advocate as well, looking out for things that some pretty nefarious characters try to do to consumers out there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In this day and age, there's a lot of fraudsters, scamsters, and trying to pull these tricks on people. So we try to keep our ear to the ground and alert people to those different new activities that are, you know, so prevalent today in our community. And it's a challenge because they can continue to evolve and manipulate and look for different ways to rip people off. So, yeah, we do. And kind of a cool announcement for today's show. My wife has just joined. We've just been accepted a position with New Homes Legacy. It's a division of Keller Williams, but it's a nationwide organization that helps realtors of all brands with new homes, getting in partnership with builders, developers, and new home sales. So Lindsay is a area director for Florida. So we're real excited about that.
Very
and a lot
cool.
of the new construction. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, well, congratulations to her. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you much. And it's, you know, great for our market, of course, with Florida having such an influx of people and, you know, the new housing starts are up. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And we're looking at a 72-unit apartment complex or condo complex, that is, in Gainesville. That we're going to be one of our first projects that we're going to be working on.
Oh, very cool. Well, that does sound very exciting indeed. And of course, when we're looking at the real estate market in general, you know, I got to tell you, I'm still a little confused by this commission issue, this settlement. Aren't commissions always negotiable? I mean, in the very strict sense, there is no set commission level. There was just sort of was 6% just customary in that sense?
Well, yeah, you know, it is. It's all negotiable, and it's kind of a term that, standard and customary. Those are kind of terms you got to be careful of with within the industry. But yeah, it's all negotiable, Kyle. And to me, it's just a couple. You know, you have attorneys jumping in the middle of this. Potential argument and then of course they see dollar signs and then they get people that claim that they were victims and so it's just ridiculous. You know, we have the best system in the world. Other countries try to emulate our systems, and our MLS provides free and fair open information for consumers to be able to look and navigate and see properties, and it's better if it's plainly stated here's what the buyer commission is, because I do commercial deals and yes, that's not always the case. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, well, what, am I going to make any kind of a commission on the buyer side to bring my agents over to this or my buyers to this project or this building? So it makes it confusing. And I tell you who it hurts the most is the first-time buyers, the veterans, the people that have limited income, because they're not going to be able to afford to pay a buyer's agent. And then they're going to not have the advice and the guidance of a licensed realtor, and they could be the big losers in this whole thing.
Well, indeed, and realtors are realtors for a reason. I mean, it's not just a pin they have on their lapel or something. There's a lot that goes into this, and without that expertise, I can't imagine, Brandon, trying to run your own deal, to buy a house or sell a house with all of the disclosures and all of the things that could actually come back to bite you real bad if you don't have really good professional representation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the scripts, actually, for I'm teaching a class today over at the Greater Tampa Realtor Association. I love teaching and giving back, but that's one of the scripts for a for sale by owner. It's like, look, hey, you don't need us to find the buyer. A lot of times you can find the buyer on your own. Many times you can't, but what happens is realtors are experts at keeping the deal together, getting the deal to the closing table. Over two-thirds of the deals, the real estate transactions, have some type of an appraisal, title issue, inspection issue, occupancy issue. There's a lot of different things. There's a plethora of issues that could come up, and that's where the realtor is earning their commissions, because they're figuring out solutions. They've had this happen before over their 10 or 15, 20-year career, so they know how to navigate those waters.
Well, indeed, and they know what questions to ask, because one of the last things you ever wanted for somebody to come back and void a deal because there was some material fact that was not disclosed, that the homeowner probably thought this is, you know, it would never occur to them to disclose it.
Yep.
But then somebody comes back and says, no, that would have been a deal killer for me, and it was never told to me. So therefore, I mean, there's all kinds of landmines in this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And also they could get sued. I mean, there was a case in Florida a couple of years ago where somebody tried to cover up and non-disclose a sinkhole, and that person went to jail. That's a federal offense, not to disclose a sinkhole. So yeah, they're, you know, you get into the wild, wild west, and that's why I call this whole thing, the whole time I've called it a Marxist movement, another Marxist play, because what are they doing? They're attacking an existing power structure. Oh, these realtors are making too much money. We got to attack this power structure. No, that's not what it was. It was free, fair, safe, and it protected all parties.
Well, indeed. I'm glad you put it in those terms, because it does seem like everything that, you know, works well or can be successful, but because it's in the free market, the open market, then it's automatically the enemy of people who want to have total control, you know, and have everything be some sort of government regulation or something.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like the merit-based system of hiring. Come on, you know, when I get into an airplane, I don't care what color skin the pilot is. I just want to know that they're the best at what they do. When I get a heart surgery like I had 3 years ago, I don't care what color the doctor is or what his national orientation or wherever he's from. I just want to know that he's the best at cutting someone's chest open and repairing their heart. You know, it should be about merit. It should be about merit, not skin color. It's ridiculous.
And that is the promise of America. And when we see people really tearing it down and believing somehow that by emphasizing the things that aren't merit, that's somehow making everything better, the solution is to have that rising tide lift all the boats and give everybody a chance to really do well. But you're right. When it comes to those kinds of things, it doesn't matter, you know, what the person looks like or any of those kinds of things. It's the results.
Yeah, because you can't change that. You know, it's like it should be based on things that you can change. What can I improve? I can improve my attitude. I can improve my character. I can improve my skill sets. I can't change my skin color, no matter how hard I try. It's ridiculous, and that's what this leftist Marxist movement has done, and they've also brought that in the real estate industry, and unfortunately it backfires almost every time. You see planes falling out of the sky, you see wheels falling off of planes, doors falling off of planes, and in the real estate industry, it's going to be a major shakeup, but potential for it. I can't predict how it will play out, but, you know, Keller Williams, we're moving forward as always. We're negotiating, and my number one deal is I'm getting listings. I'm going to get listings, and I'm going to control the inventory, and that's what I do best, and that's the class I'm teaching today, actually, as well.
Very cool. Well, how do people get a hold of you, Brandon?
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it. 813-917-1894. You can call or text. We can help you in all 50 states and beyond. 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. Thanks, Kyle.
Sounds great, Brandon. We really appreciate it. Take care. I'll talk to you real soon, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Have a good day.
You too. Brandon Rhymes, everybody. You can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care out there, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.